Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on people today. And most of the time, we don't like to talk about politicians because they're kind of controversial. But today, we're going to talk about an outspoken politician who happens to be the mayor of Taipei.
Mm.
We're going to talk about Ke Pi or Ke Wen-je today in our program and in our unit on people.
Oh, one of my clients is always talking to me about Ke Pi, or the mayor here in Taipei, so this will be fun. Actually, I have a couple clients that like to talk about him. If you're a politician, a lot of people are going to gossip about you. That's just what we do. You're in the public eye, and so a lot of people have pretty strong opinions about some of our politicians. As you know, we have some pretty crazy politicians in America, too.
That's indeed the case.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about Ke Wen-je in today's program, so let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents right now, and then we'll come right back to talk about it in our all-English lecture. Ke Wen-je, Taipei's mayor since the end of 2014, has been a breath of fresh air in Taiwanese politics. Ke, known as Ke Pi due to his past as a professor of medicine at Taipei's prestigious National Taiwan University, NTU, was an accomplished surgeon prior to his entry into politics. During his fledgling political career, his outspoken manner has won him numerous supporters, as well as his fair share of critics. Ke graduated from NTU, placing first nationally in his exams and obtaining his medical license. Throughout his medical career, Ke operated principally on patients in critical condition. In addition, he was responsible for introducing several momentous medical procedures and concepts to Taiwan, such as extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, ECMO, a technique used to treat people with heart and lung failure. However, these accomplishments weren't enough for Ke, and after years of commentating on politics, he decided to throw his hat into the ring for the 2014 Taipei mayoral election. Though he shares many of the Democratic Progressive Party's DPP political beliefs, Ke ran as an independent candidate. Voters weary of Taiwan's two-party system welcomed the change. His intelligence, organizational abilities, and bold tell-it-like-it-is personality furthered voters' advocacy of the unlikely candidate. He won the election, defeating the KMT's Sean Lien by a significant margin. Since taking office, Ke hasn't been afraid to speak his mind. However, this bluntness has provoked criticism, and Ke has had to apologize for his remarks on several occasions. While many see this as a refreshing change from the carefully scripted speeches of career politicians, Ke has accepted that he comes across as eccentric and even arrogant at times, and admits that he could improve these shortcomings. Nevertheless, his popularity remains high, and people hope he can achieve a great deal during his time as mayor.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at the title first. Taipei's outspoken mayor. If you're outspoken, that's an adjective. It just means, oh, you love to tell other people your opinions. And you don't care if you are a little bit abrupt or abrasive or even a little bit offensive. Maybe you're in a group of people and they all feel the opposite way you do. But if you're outspoken, you don't care. You're not afraid to share your opinions with everybody and anybody.
And you're really not interested in the opinions of others as well. You just want to talk about what you think, and you don't really care about what they think. But in any case here, we're saying that that is a trait of Taipei's mayor here. He does come across as somebody who just says what he wants to say, although I think he's still willing to listen to his opponents here, but he is described as being quite outspoken. And this is his name here, Ke Wen-je. Notice the spelling is K-O. That's based on an old romanization system that is still in use in Taiwan. Actually, Taiwan seems to be the only place that is using this system. I just think it's weird to say Ko when it's actually Ke.
So not even close, yeah.
Yeah, it should be K-E if you're using pinyin. But in any case here, Ke Wen-je, he's been Taipei's mayor since the end of 2014, so that's just been almost 2 years now. He has been a breath of fresh air in Taiwanese politics. This does not mean that he's in the habit of brushing his teeth three times a day or sucking on mints all day long and he has fresh breath. He has nice breath. No.
No.
It just means that he's a breath of fresh air. He's something that's new and people can say, oh, good, we got something new. We don't have to have the same old stuff over and over again.
Yeah, sometimes if you're in a room all day long with the same people, the air becomes a little stale, S-T-A-L-E, stale. It's not fresh at all. So we've turned that kind of idea of having someone new come in, open the door, bring in fresh air, and it's turned into sort of a idiom, I guess. If someone's a breath of fresh air or even a situation or an idea is a breath of fresh air, it's something new and different because you're tired of the same old thing. And just like every other country in the world that's a democracy where people get to vote, sometimes we get really tired of politics. I know we do in America. We have very long elections. Now, this mayor, whose last name is Ka, he's known as Ka Pi. Now, that's what I hear my Taiwanese friends call him, Ka Pi. And I was just telling Tom before we started, when they say Ka Pi to me, I always think of Guppy. And I always picture this guppy in my mind as they're talking about Ka Pi.
Yeah, when I first saw that term, I was like, Ka Pi, because usually when you say the word P in English, it's P, like a fourth tone fart, you know? So I thought, why are they calling this guy Ka Fart? That's really weird. But later on, I found out that the P actually stands for professor.
Oh, see, my mind went in the English direction there. And Ka Pi, when we say P, we mean to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I didn't know why he got this nickname. Everyone here seems to have a little nickname, like Xiaoyin, and everybody has these little, you know, little cute titles that people call them. Their nicknames, kind of cute.
Uh-huh.
Well, his nickname, we're finally finding out, Tom,
yep,
is due to his past. It's because of his past. He used to be a professor of medicine at Taipei's prestigious National Taiwan University.
NTU.
Yeah, which is a great school. Now, if it's prestigious, you're talking about a place that's not only famous, but that is well-respected. You could have a prestigious career. You could have a prestigious professor maybe teaching you in school. You could have a prestigious background. So it's anything that's really well-known, renowned, you could say, or also very well-respected.
That's right. When you're admired or respected, you have prestige. That's the noun. Prestigious is the adjective. So he once was a professor of medicine at the prestigious NTU, or National Taiwan University. He was an accomplished surgeon. If you're accomplished, that means you're highly skilled, you've been trained for a long time, and you're really good at it. He was an accomplished surgeon. A surgeon is a person who cuts people open, gives them operations.
For operations. Yeah.
And this was, of course, prior to his entry into politics. Prior to means before his entry into politics. Yes, he was a career surgeon before he decided to become a politician.
I don't know about Taiwan, but at least in the States, a surgeon is considered to be the top of the medical profession. If you are going to trust someone to cut you open and do some surgery, especially the kind he does on heart and lungs, also brain surgery is considered to be really really prestigious, actually. So only the best of the best who have very steady hands and have passed all those tests get to become surgeons.
Exactly. Now, the next sentence here says, during his fledgling political career, his outspoken manner has won him numerous supporters, as well as his fair share of critics. So we're talking about his fledgling career, his fledgling political career. A fledgling as a noun refers to a young bird that just hatched from its egg. And in this particular case, this means his beginning political career. It's brand new. He's just starting here. He's a newcomer to politics. So this is his fledgling political career. He's got this outspoken manner. He just speaks what he wants to. He gives his opinion. He doesn't hold back. And so a lot of people like this. He's got a lot of supporters, but then he's also had his favorite fair share of critics. Fair share just means a certain amount. Fair means that that's what you deserve. Fair share of critics just means, yes, a certain amount of critics, enough to be noticed.
If you're a kid growing up and you have brothers and sisters, and maybe your mom makes a special cake or a special meal that everybody wants to eat a lot of, but you have to share. Sometimes if your sibling gets more than you think he deserves or she deserves, or more than you got, you could say, hey, Mom, he took more than his fair share. So it's something kids say a lot when they're growing up, when they think they're not getting enough. Someone's getting more than they deserve.
Exactly. So, yes, indeed, he has quite a few critics. He shouldn't say that. He shouldn't be so direct. Doesn't he understand that we Chinese are more subtle than that?
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed, he's got some people who don't really like his style. And in the next paragraph here, it says, Ke graduated from NTU, placing first nationally in his exams and obtaining his medical license. So, yes, he studied at NTU. He graduated from there. And he placed first. Here we've got the word place as a verb. That just means that's your position in a certain contest. In this particular case, he placed first in his exams. He got the best score for all over the country.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
That's a tough competition, or as we like to say, stiff competition when it's difficult. Now, throughout his medical career, Ka has operated principally on patients in critical condition. So when someone has very little odds of living or making it, he's actually there trying to help pull them through. Now, to operate on is the same as to perform surgery on. But you can't say Ka surgeried. Surgery is a special word. You have to perform surgery. You can't perform a surgery. Surgery is non-countable. But you can count operations. So he has performed a lot of operations. You could say that too. Well, he operated principally or mainly on patients who were really in dire straits or in really bad condition. If you're critical, it's very risky. It's a risky situation. You may not make it. So critical patients are often cared for more intensely. They have more nurses who are watching them, and their doctors are watching them closely.
I can imagine not a lot of doctors want to work with patients in critical condition.
No.
Because they might lose them, and
yeah,
then they have to feel guilty about that and maybe face lawsuits or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But
yeah,
hey, Kuh didn't mind. He operated mostly on those patients who were in trouble. They were in critical condition. And in addition, he was responsible for introducing several momentous medical procedures and concepts to Taiwan. And one of those medical procedures is extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. Okay, even I have difficulty saying that.
That's
so
hard.
Yeah, don't worry about that too much. If you don't know how to say that, it's no big deal. But extracorporeal, corporeal means having to do with the body. So extra means outside. Outside the body, a membrane is kind of like a sheath, sort of a boundary between two areas, like your cell membranes, for example. And oxygenation just means giving something oxygen.
Yeah. It was a technique he used to treat people with both heart and lung failure. So people whose heart and lungs have failed are in pretty bad condition. My sister at one point had heart and lung failure. It's a scary position to be in, and they need a really good surgeon. Now, these accomplishments just weren't enough for Ka. You know, those are some pretty impressive accomplishments, I must say. And so after years of being a doctor, he was a surgeon, but he always had opinions on what was going on in politics. So he was always making comments. So we're going to talk about how he decided to go from surgeon to politician. But right now, guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We're going to continue now with our all-English lecture Gee, have I said any Chinese today? Don't hold it against me if you're counting Kewinja as Chinese. We have to say it because that's the subject of today's lesson. But in any case, we are talking about Kewinja, the current mayor of Taipei. And we talked about the fact that he originally was a surgeon. He got the best score on his test in the nation when he got his medical license. And he mostly works on patients in critical condition. At least he did when he was a surgeon. And he's also introduced some pretty momentous, some pretty spectacular, wonderful medical procedures to Taiwan.
A lot of times when doctors, especially surgeons, retire or they're no longer practicing, we say he was a practicing surgeon, but he's no longer practicing. He's still a surgeon, right? He hasn't stopped being a surgeon, but he's no longer practicing. So we can say that about him. He loved to comment on politics. We were talking about that before the break. If you make a comment, you have something to say about something. Maybe you're making a comment in class because your teacher wants some reactions to what she's teaching or he's teaching you. Or maybe your best friend just shaves all their hair off one day and you feel like you have to make a comment. In my family, we had too many people commenting, so sometimes my dad would say, "You can keep your comments to yourself," which means we don't want to hear what you have to say. He loved to comment on politics, and we're going to use this as an idiom, he decided to throw his hat into the ring. That's an idiom that means he wants to get into the game too. There are other people competing for something. He throws his hat in and says, "I'm competing too."
We should also mention that when you throw the towel into the ring, that means you're quitting. You're not competing anymore.
I give up.
And you are saying commenting there. We actually have the word here commentating, which is a verb, which does mean to actually report on something when it's happening, like sportscasters will commentate on a game going on. But also we use the word comment as a verb as well.
Yeah, and these people who do these commentating, they're commentators. And we have a lot of political shows on TV here in Taiwan, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
We do as well in the States. But those people who sit around and give their opinions, those are commentators.
That's what they do. So I guess he was, operating on patients. And then after he got done with the surgery, he went out and read the latest edition of the newspaper and thought, I don't know what these legislators are doing. You know, I think it's all wrong. You know, I have an opinion on that. And I'm sick and tired of people screwing up the government. I'm going to run for office and change things. So, yes, indeed, he decided to run for mayor back in 2014. Though he shares many of the Democratic Progressive Party's political beliefs, Ke ran as an independent candidate. So he shares many of the DPP's political beliefs. I don't really know exactly what they are, and I'm not going to say them right now because they're probably controversial. But in any case, the DPP is the Green Party, as it's described, and he has a lot of the same ideas as they do. In fact, when he was running as an independent, the DPP simply did not have a candidate in that election. They just supported Ke because they thought, well, he's like us, so we'll support him. We don't need to have a candidate ourselves. So in any case, though, he was not a member of the DPP, and as of this recording of this lesson, he is still not a member of the DPP, but he ran as an independent. Independent means you don't really belong to any party at all.
And a candidate or candidate, you can pronounce that either way, it's a person who applies for a job or someone else nominates them for some sort of position or election. The voters, weary of Taiwan's two-party system, welcome the change. Sounds just like America. If you're weary of something, it just means you're tired of something. And notice, you have to use the preposition of here, too. Weary of something. But you can just say, oh, I'm very weary. Although it's a little bit, we use it more in written English, less in spoken English. But if someone looks weary, they look tired. So, a lot of people are like, good, we need more independent people running instead of just the Green Party and the Blue Party.
It happens every once in a while in the USA. Their election in the past, there's this guy named Ross Perot who ran as an independent. That was a long time ago. And also Ralph Nader ran as an independent some time ago. And who knows, there might be another independent in the next presidential election in the USA in just a couple of months. But here the voters, well, they're weary of that two-party system. We're sick of being either green or blue. We want something different. So they elected Kuh. And it goes on to say here, his intelligence, his organizational abilities, and his bold tell-it-like-it-is personality furthered voters' advocacy of the unlikely candidate. So these are various traits or characteristics that people liked about Kuh Win-ja. He's got this intelligence. Okay, he's a pretty smart guy. There's no doubt about that. Intelligence just means how much you know. You could say he is intelligent. He's very smart. He's also got great organizational abilities. He was not only a surgeon at TIDA or NTU, but I guess he was also head of the department, so that, of course, would require great organizational skills, organizational abilities. And he's also very bold, which means brave, you're not afraid. And tell it like it is just means you just come straight to the point, you don't beat around the bush.
That's right. Or we would say he doesn't tiptoe around the issues. He just says what he wants and lets the chips fall where they may, which just means he takes the consequences because it's important to him to share his opinion and not, you know, talk in political ways where you feel like you're never getting anybody's true opinion when they're politicians. So this is what he's like, and it says here, his personality, all of these things together have furthered voters' advocacy of the unlikely candidate. All of these things helped him win is what that means. If you further something, if you're just saying you're helping something move forward or progress, and advocacy just means your support for somebody or some sort of cause. So here they were supporting him, of course. He won the election, as we know, and he defeated the KMT's Sean Lien by a significant margin. Yeah, I was surprised that there was even somebody else running. All I heard about was Kuh-P. Now, margin here just means the difference between the two numbers. So maybe someone got 100 votes and someone got 50 votes. The margin was 50. So he won by a sizable or a significant margin, quite large.
Indeed. Unlike some other elections in the past for the president in Taiwan, like when Chen Shui-bian was running against Lin Zhan, it was so close. Chen Shui-bian did not win by a significant margin, just by a little bit, but this was different here. He won by a big margin. It seemed that Taipei people were just not ready to have Sean Lien as their mayor. Now, since taking office, since that time, since he became the mayor, since he took office, Kuh hasn't been afraid to speak his mind. Okay, so again, he's very opinionated, he's very outspoken, so when he feels a certain way, he just lets you know. He lays it on the line, he comes straight to the point, he tells it like it is, so he's not afraid to speak his mind. However, this bluntness has provoked criticism, and Kuh has had to apologize for his remarks on several occasions. So bluntness here means you're coming straight to the point, and sometimes you're probably being too blunt.
Oh.
Maybe like, for example, if you're talking to the doctor and the doctor, well, I'll be blunt with you, you're going to die in 1 week. Okay, that's being very direct. They're not beating around the bush there.
Yeah, I'd rather not have that kind of doctor. So he's very blunt, and we're calling the way he talks his bluntness. The way he talks. So this is provoked criticism. If you provoke something, you stimulate it. You cause that thing to happen. So because he's so blunt, he's actually received a lot more criticism probably than if he'd kept his mouth shut. Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to say what you feel. And Kuh has had to apologize for his remarks on several occasions. We say if someone sort of says the wrong thing or probably should have said it in a more polished way, we'll say, oh, he put his foot in his mouth, and just kind of get yourself into trouble that way. Now, many see this as a refreshing change. It was so different. This is nice. We need someone who just isn't afraid to speak their mind. Because most of the politicians we listen to, especially those who have been career politicians, they've never really had another job. They've just been running for office their whole lives. Those politicians have carefully scripted speeches. We'll often say, oh, they stay on script. They're always talking and saying the same thing again and again, and it's hard to get them to leave that script and to say something new.
Indeed, and if they're at a press conference and they ask the person a question, they kind of say, well, you know, it could be this way or it could be that way. I'm not really sure. I need to look into that, and I'll get back to you later when I get an answer. Nobody wants to hear that mealy-mouthed stuff. They want people to answer the question. So this, of course, is a refreshing change of pace. It is a breath of fresh air. When people ask him a question, he lets you know his position. He comes straight to the point, and he does not rely on those carefully scripted speeches. And Kuh has accepted that he comes across as eccentric. Eccentric here just means kind of strange, kind of unusual. We often use this word to talk about people who are rather unusual and rather strange, but that's kind of okay, you know. If it's not okay, then they're weird, they're insane, they're crazy. But if you have a lot of money and you're in power, then you're eccentric.
Yeah, we only use eccentric, Tom, instead of weird and crazy, as if they have money. Unfortunately, they get a nicer word than the crazies out there who are poor. So he's even arrogant at times. He thinks he's pretty cool. He knows he's smart. He knows he's quite accomplished. And, you know, he comes off a little bit arrogant. He thinks he's better than other people, or at least that's what it appears to others. They think maybe he's a little arrogant sometimes. And he is a little bit more humble here, though, because it says he admits he could improve these shortcomings. Your shortcomings are things that you don't do well. They're your weaknesses. They're things in your character that you probably should work on because they're faults or flaws. Very often we'll call those someone's faults. Plural faults. So he has a lot of faults. But a lot of people, you know, with our faults, we also have a lot of good points, too, good things about us that people love. So these are two things that he actually admits himself that he needs to work on and improve.
I think I've heard people say that he might be suffering from Asperger's syndrome, where those kinds of people tend to just come straight to the point. And so people kind of forgive him for that, I guess. Nevertheless, even so, his popularity remains high. Popularity is how popular you are. So in other words, he's still very popular, and people hope he can achieve a great deal during his time as mayor. They're hoping that he can do a lot of wonderful things while he's mayor. And, you know, from this perspective now, I think he probably should have no problem getting reelected in 2018.
Good luck to him. Right now, though, it's time for us to sign off, Tom. Thanks for listening. We hope you just expanded your English vocabulary by 10. Study hard. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.